Hi, this is Dan Jones with CFWN in Cobourg, Ontario. Mental health is this week as Lakelands Public Health is teaming up with local libraries to promote social connection. Physical displays will be set up at the libraries where residents can view a message board on why social connections matter and their impacts on health. There are bookmarks, coloring pictures, and a draw for a prize. More enthusiastic residents can participate in a challenge of activities such as talking with a neighbor, sending a message of appreciation, or participating in an event or activity at the library. Joanne Brewster, health promoter at Lakelands Public Health, says social connections improve overall mental health.
What we really hope to accomplish with promoting social connection is a couple of things. One is how important it is and its impact on health, physical health and mental health. And secondly, we really want to promote the activities, programs, and services that our local libraries provide. And they are community hubs, and they're important sort of social infrastructure in our community. So those are the top reasons that we really wanted to focus on social connection this year.
Now, take a trip down memory lane for a bit here, but going back to the COVID era, social connection has really decreased those several years, and it seemed that people had a hard time kind of getting out of the hermit stage of COVID once things started to resolve. Did you find that that was the case, and that may still be the case now?
I would say COVID was difficult, to say the least, for a lot of different reasons. You know, it was new and evolving. The guidance was changing sort of frequently and rapidly. And I really think people were doing the best they could with what they knew at the time. I would say the whole idea of being socially isolated really was brought to the forefront during COVID and after. And, you know, when we talk about health, we can easily focus on things like, you know, eating nutritious foods and good foods and getting lots of sleep and, you know, participating in physical activities. But we don't often talk about social health. And I think for some people, connection feels really difficult for a number of different reasons. Other people find it very easy. So I think the message overall is social connection is important for everyone, not just for folks who might be feeling lonely. And it really is a health behavior. And if we can sort of normalize it as an everyday health behavior, then I think that's one of the things we wanted to promote this Mental Health Week.
Wonderful. So in terms of the interactive displays at the libraries that patrons can go and see, what are they expecting? Give us an example of what a display might say or do.
For sure. So these are physical displays in the libraries. There's a display board with messages and information about, you know, why social connection matters, its impacts on health. There are some takeaways there. There's bookmarks. There's coloring pages for children and adults. There's bookmarks. There's a draw for a prize, so people can put a ballot in the ballot box and enter the draw. There's a connection challenge kind of activity chart where people can put a sticker beside the activity that they will try during Mental Health Week, and those are things like, you know, checking in with a neighbor or sending a message of appreciation or checking out an event or activity at the library. And then the library themselves, who have been terrific partners, by the way, they've just been fantastic, amazing to work with, they are going to add to those displays with their own collection of resources, books, of course, but, you know, events and activities and clubs and things that the libraries are doing every day, really, to promote social connection. So they're an integral part of this whole campaign.
So how do you track how well social connection is going for this week?
Well, we're certainly hoping that the libraries are going to give us some feedback, and I'm sure they will, about what patrons have said about the materials, how many materials are taken, you know, comments that are made, the number of people that enter the draw. We are just sort of having a snapshot of just 1 week. I know the library sees, you know, lots of traffic at various different times of the year. So we'll be working with the libraries to sort of evaluate what they thought and what they heard from patrons, for sure. And hits to our website. This is part of a social media campaign too, so we'll be looking for likes and shares and the number of people who go to our website to learn more.
That's wonderful, Joanne. Is there anything else you can add?
The only thing I would just say is that we really, really, really want to make sure that, you know, we're talking about connections that make people feel valued and belonging. Nobody's sort of saying, you know, you have to go out and be friends with everybody, or that you're going, if you, you know, sort of think of yourself as an introvert, that suddenly you need to go out and be an extrovert. But really, you know, nourishing those relationships that make you feel like you belong, that you're valued, and that you matter. And that's important for everybody. There's things that individuals can do, and there's things that communities can do, and there are lots of things that our libraries are doing. So we're really thankful for their partnership and trust that patrons will go in and look at the display and enter our draw and check out the resources that are there.
Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.